This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Niall Horan is one of the most recognised Irish names globally after his stint in the massively successful group One Direction. Well, now the man from Westmeath is on a solo world tour, which sees him come to Brighton this week. On Tuesday night, he will take the stage at the Brighton Centre, just days after being named as the only under 40-year-old on the Sunday Times Rich List back in Ireland. And in case you're wondering or interested even, he's worth 52 million euro. Well, one person who will be there enjoying the gig is Oisin O'Driscoll, and he joins me now. Hello, Oisin.
Hello, Anthony. How are you? 52 million sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's not bad, is it? Not bad at all for a guy that's he's only a young buck, isn't he?
Yeah, he's only around the same age as myself, so I need to start moving, don't I?
It's an inspiration there for all of us, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long have you been a fan for?
Well, I think, obviously, when he came from The X Factor, being the only Irish kid in the band, you kind of just stick to them right then, don't you? Mm. And then, obviously, the global success that he's had from the band and there on afterwards has just been phenomenal. So a good couple of years now, to be honest, yeah.
So you've been tracking him since day one, really, through The X Factor, through One Direction. What do you kind of, I suppose, make of his development then, if you've been kind of keeping that close eye on him?
I think personally his new music solo is his best stuff that he's released to date. It's kind of gone back to the kind of folk. There's a bit of Irishness in it, and it's a lovely sounding music.
Okay, and I suppose kind of going back to the One Direction days, what was it about that music that kind of kept you interested, kept you hooked?
I think it's just the popular culture of it, isn't it? Like, there was good songs. I preferred kind of the slower songs, like Little Things and other songs like that. They were the kind of songs that drew me to the band.
And what kind of, I suppose, as a representative of Ireland, because he was the only Irish guy in the band itself, how good a job did he do kind of representing the Irish kind of angle of One Direction?
I think he'd done it pretty well, because he was the only one in the band, you could say, that really never got into trouble. He had the kind of reputation that the mothers would like their daughters to watch him and like that kind of music, you know. So he kind of kept a good reputation for the Irish.
Mm. Have you seen him live before yourself?
I haven't seen him live, but I'm looking forward to seeing him tomorrow night in Brighton.
So it'll be
my first time, so that'll be very exciting.
So do you know all the songs now? Do you know all the lyrics, all the beats?
I got the album. I have a couple of songs yet to learn, but I think I have the main songs, and I hope he throws a couple of 1D songs in there too.
Mm. So what are you most looking forward to, I suppose, from the gig then? Because he's such a big act. As we mentioned earlier, he's kind of, you know, in the top, whatever, of the Rich List in Ireland. So he's quite a big name, big international name, coming to Brighton. What are you looking forward to most from the gig?
Coming to Brighton, yeah. I think, obviously, his whole band is, I think, besides one person, his whole band is Irish. So I think, personally, for myself, when I'm actually looking forward to hearing a bit of an Irish accent. It's been a bit too long now. But just overall, the whole music, the gig, I love going to gigs myself, and I'm really enjoying his music at the moment. And I've been following him on social media, and I've been seeing these little clips of his gigs, and they just look insane, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. And how many of you are going?
It's just me and my partner, so she's kind of more excited than I am, I think.
I'm not sure. You sound pretty excited as it is.
I think she does, yeah.
Well, listen, we're gonna have a bit of fun. We're going to kind of put your knowledge of Niall Horan to the test.
Okay, we'll try our best.
We've got a few select questions here for you. Now, some of these are a bit tougher than others, but they're all.
Okay.
They're as a fan, Oisin, you should know all the answers here.
Oh, okay, we'll try.
Right, so let's start the clock right now. Okay, here we go. What town in the west of Ireland is Niall Horan from?
Mullingar.
Correct. What year did Niall Horan appear on The X Factor?
I think it was like 9 years ago, was it, or 7 years ago? 2009?
2010, actually. 2000, you're not far
2010.
Out. Yeah, you're not too far out. What record did One Direction make when they released their debut album in the US of A in 2011?
What Makes You Beautiful, was that the single that they released?
I think it was the album itself. What was the most notable thing about the album?
Oh, I don't know. Oh my God, this is embarrassing. I don't know, Anthony.
The band became the first British one to debut its first studio album at number one in the Billboard 200.
Okay. Really? Okay.
There you go, bigger than the Beatles, as they say.
Yeah.
One Direction made a movie for theatrical release while doing their second tour. What was the movie called?
Oh, I have the DVD.
Right.
What was the name? This is actually so bad. I have the DVD at home.
I'll give you a clue. It's three words.
Okay. Give me the first and last word.
It rhymes with "This is Bus."
This is Us, isn't
That's it,
it?
Yeah, correct. Us, yeah. What was the name of the first solo single Niall Horan released?
This Town?
That's correct. In 2015, Niall Horan caddied for a professional golfer. For
the Rory McIlroy.
There we go.
Fell over on TV, on national TV.
Straight on that. What is the name of Niall's debut album? I think you'll know this one.
Stickers.
Flicker. And earlier this year, Niall Horan picked up the award for Best New Pop Artist. But at which award ceremony?
I don't know. Has the Grammys been on yet? When was the Grammys?
Wasn't the Grammys? It's probably lesser. And this is a bit of a cheeky question. It's probably lesser known award ceremony, to be honest. Yeah. It was the iHeart Radio Music Awards.
The iHeart Radio. That's still a big award. Big award, fair play.
Not bad. So listen, you did pretty well there. You got most of those correct.
I think there'll be some One Direction fans shouting at the radio, though, just saying, "I know this."
Well, listen, have a great gig. Hope you enjoy it, and I hope he brings lots of Irish with him and lots of Irishness with him tomorrow.
And thanks very much, and I love the show, Anthony. It's really great to hear Irish music in Brighton, so well done.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks very much. See ya. Bye.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review, and to hear more podcasts like this, check out radioreverb.com.